John chapter 15, verse 12, and these are words of Jesus. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. Welcome to our studios here in Springfield, Pastor Matthew Theiner. Thank you for driving in all the way from Astoria, Illinois. And you're the pastor, the senior pastor, I guess the main pastor, the pastor at the Astoria Christian Church. And I have you in here for a number of reasons. And did you notice my apparel? I have my Singing Men shirt on because you and the Ministerial Alliance in Astoria is hosting the Singing Men this Saturday.
It's called Homecoming. And so, yeah, that's the mindset behind it, is people coming back home and seeing everybody and seeing the community. And
well, we're excited. The Singing Men have been practicing. We had a concert a few weeks ago. It was our first concert in 2021 because of COVID. Mm. We had about a year and a half off, but we've been singing for a few months. And how did you find out or learn of the Singing Men of GNN?
Well, actually, it's about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I actually got a letter in the mail from you guys saying this is what's going on. I think it was kind of an update of your new collaboration of all your ministries and all the radio stations. And I opened it up and kind of glanced at it at first, and then I went on my file folder and just kind of sat there and sat there. And then finally, about a couple months ago, 6 months ago maybe, we were thinking we need to bring in a group. The ministerial is always asked, in a story, always asked to bring in some group, a gospel group or something. And so we were working on some things and trying to figure something out, and I happened to see it there. I was like, well, we'll see what they got and what they're doing, and just made some contacts, and it worked out really well to fit everything together.
So. Yeah, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on today and this week, because this Saturday, I think we're going to be the Singing Man will be singing at about 2:30. I think you said there's a parade and there's other activities going on, so probably around 2:30. And where in Astoria will people be gathering around 2:30, or what are the events for the day?
Well, it's all pretty centralized at the town square there. They actually shut down the main highway for us right there, and so it's impossible to miss where everybody's at if you come into town. And so we meet up at the square in the morning, a parade, kitty parade, other events and activities going on in the morning after lunch, and everybody gets kind of stuff. They got the carnival things going on and everything on the side and food. And then on the main stage, like you said, about 2:30, hopefully we're going to kick off kind of the afternoon events with the Singing Men, and then we'll follow up with several activities and events going on and announcements and that kind of thing. So
now for the Singing Men of GNN, this will be our first concert, what we would say, to the east. Many times we've been throughout the Champaign-Urbana area, Danville, Gibson City, all throughout east central Illinois. I think we had one concert, actually about five or six, a number of years ago, we had a concert in Springfield and one in Decatur. But as far as Astoria and towards Macomb or Whitehall or Beardstown, this will be our first imprint in the area. So I'm hoping many of the listeners from Springfield and all the communities around the area, and so hopefully listeners from Petersburg, Jacksonville, come on out this Saturday. It's in Astoria, Illinois. You know, get into Astoria and what, just in the downtown area?
Right, or in the main area there, the square. Yeah, you can't miss it. It's impossible.
And the Singing Men will be presenting most likely about 2:30. We have a couple patriotic numbers, a number of God-honoring selections, and so we're excited about that because we hope to make some inroads in this area. And then maybe in the future there'll be the Singing Men of Springfield or of Lincoln, or we'll have another name and we'll collaborate on some concerts, because there's nothing like getting 40, 50, 70, 100 men together singing and declaring the wonders of God. So that'll be our Astoria debut this Saturday, about 2:30 in downtown Astoria, Illinois. And that's where our publication, the Prime Life Times, is printed, at KK Stevens. And so it'll be fun. I know the driver's excited. One of the drivers that comes from Astoria all the time says, when is the Singing Men going to come this way? And I told him this last week when he delivered the September edition, we're going to be in Astoria in about a couple weeks. So yeah, we've got to get some papers handed out that day, but we're excited about that. So for our Great News Radio listeners, our WLUJ family of station listeners, Saturday, got to be in Astoria and be a part of the festivities. And the Singing Men of GNN will be presenting around 2:30. So exciting things happening this Saturday. Hopefully you can carve out some time. Well, Pastor Matthew, you serve at the Astoria Christian Church, and I asked you, do you have a favorite verse or verses or a passage? And you said, well, Mark, God's Word is full. I mean, it's living, it's active. I have many different verses, many different passages. I enjoy it. But Jesus' words in Matthew 15 hold really dear to my heart, or are close to my heart, because he talks about, and I'll read it again, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. So I'm going to ask you two questions. Why is that a special verse to you? And share a portion of your faith journey, because maybe they combined at some point where, as you learned and experienced God's love through Jesus, you're able to extend that same love to mankind. Maybe that's why you're a pastor now, because God has said, these are the people I want you to minister to pour into, to love on. And so the question is, everyone knows me, I layer many questions together. Share a little of your testimony, and why is this a special verse for you?
When I look at John 15, especially looking at the verse there that Mark read, is the context of the verse is just so powerful to me, of the relationship and the connection that we have with Jesus. And it's just such a neat metaphor that he uses to be able to, that we're a vine, that we're connected, that we have to remain connected. And it's through, to me, that connection that everything else that I do as a pastor, I do as a Christian, I do as a believer of Jesus, comes from that connection. And so I think the command sticks out to me because to me, it kind of summarizes the two greatest commandments. I mean, it draws in what God, you know, what Jesus tells us to say, God, or Jesus says to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, to do that most completely, Jesus basically says, love as I have loved you, basically. And so, again, that flows directly from my heart and my soul, and does go back to the way I was raised. I grew up in the church, was, you know, one of the, you know, brought in a basket as a baby, kind of an attitude and that kind of thing. My mom played the organ for, and still does. My dad's an elder, still is, and very connected, very involved throughout my life. I really probably came to faith really more, and again, that relational side of it, where I feel like I was connected to the vine when I was more in high school at some different events, and really started to blossom, I think, through that. And I would say right about the same time that my faith really connected and the relationship for me connected, the idea of becoming a pastor really connected as well. And there were several influences before that. I had a youth pastor that really encouraged me to get involved with teaching Sunday school or getting involved with leading different groups. My mom and dad obviously were really great influences in terms of encouraging me to do as much as I can to get more involved, especially within the church or helping out with different activities. Love doing VBS with kids and that kind of stuff, even growing up. But I also have to chuckle a little bit, and I don't know if my mom will hear this or not, but my mom, when I told her I thought I wanted to be a pastor, she kind of said, oh, I don't know about that. And so she was hesitant. She's, you know, been in the church and knows how things go and that kind of stuff. She was a little concerned and worried, but she's been also my greatest supporter throughout life, her and my dad especially. Anytime I need something, can reach out to them. I know they're praying for me and thinking about me and just always showing me the greatest love, you know, possible. And she was a little hesitant. I think she understands where I'm at and where my heart is and knows that, yeah, to pursue the things that God has put in your place and put on your heart. And so she's encouraged me down that line. But again, I think that ties to the relationships that I have, not just with God, but then the relationships I have with others. I mean, thinking about Astoria in particular, I was actually a youth pastor in Astoria while I was going to seminary at Lincoln. Yeah, for those 4 years, I was a youth pastor in Astoria, and actually left and went back to Minnesota for a few years. And it was because of the people and the relationships and the love that I had for the people there and that the love that they had for me as well that I felt when the ministry opportunity came to be the lead pastor down here in Astoria at Astoria Christian Church, I really jumped at it. And I said, I've got to pursue this and I got to see how things worked out. And it was really that divine intervention of God stepping in and saying, perfect timing, perfect situation, I'm going to bring you back. And it's definitely been a blessing for sure.
I have to say, really good things are coming out of Minnesota. Our latest acquisition, Tim Nelson, who does some voiceovers, and he's the operation manager overseeing the WLUJ family of stations. He was in Minnesota, International Falls, and you said, yeah, that's way up north. But he's been a part of our team and loves the Lord and is so gifted, and we're extremely pleased with how he's serving the listener and helping. And so your parents, are they still in Minnesota?
Yep, my parents still live in Southwest Minnesota. So.
Okay, so, well, great things are coming out of Minnesota. And I think you had said earlier you attended the Crossroads College in Minnesota. It was named differently before that?
Yeah, it used to be Minnesota Bible College.
Minnesota Bible College, and graduated there, and then Lincoln Christian University, which we have friends there. It seems like a stellar university, people loving the Lord, really gifted at not only in doctrine, but in methods and teaching and a passion for God's Word. Everyone that I've met that has been affiliated with Lincoln Christian University is stellar. I think some of the people that I know, a little older than you, we appreciate you're a little younger. I asked you, you know, your age. You're a little under 40. And you said it's kind of a unique situation because love and a heart for seniors and older people that have different experiences, and yet you're kind of one of those almost Gen Xers, or you're a go-between where you can understand some of the needs of the younger people and the younger crowd. How is it juggling being a pastor when you have seniors and so they want to hear a certain kind of message or a style of music, and yet you have younger people that it's much different? How do you balance all that?
The easy answer for me, I guess, is I just try to do what I feel God's leading me to do. Sure. And what he wants me to say. And I know in my preparation in sermons, or whether it's preparing things for a service or music-wise, I just really try to focus on, okay, what is going to be the most God-honoring, and what can I bring to them that'll help everyone grow to a certain extent? And obviously, some illustrations I use are going to be completely lost on one group, and others are going to be completely lost on another group. And so trying to use a mix is to a certain extent, but I know I'm going to miss at times, but I just trust that as long as I'm preparing myself to be here from God, then hopefully what I present is also coming from him as well.
Yeah, I think Alistair Begg, I heard his series probably about 3 weeks ago, but he was exhorting the pastor, study God's word, inundate yourself with his principles, with prayer time, asking him to pour through you so that you can be his vehicle. And then don't try to deviate from his word. Just ask him to infuse you with the right words or the illustrations, and then preach from his word. Don't use a million of these other lesser illustrations. Use things out of God's word. And he said, you can't fail, because if your heart is, hey, Lord, you've equipped me to be in this role, and I'm studying your word, and I'm praying through a message, give it to me, and I think you can't go really wrong. And I loved hearing you say that you want to preach what God wants you to preach, and so that's really the best place to be in. And you said something earlier that I think is really interesting. I launched Ministry Leaders Network in the greater East Central Illinois area. A number of pastors, we meet the first Thursday of every month. We provide a lunch for them, and then we have threefold goals: to encourage, equip, and empower. And the very first time I met with the pastors, I did it wrong, and I've repented since. But what I was saying is like, oh, I'd never want to be a pastor. It's so hard and taxing, and everyone has all these expectations, and you have to do this, and they want you to do with the hospital visits, and they want you to be available to do this in the morning, and then they want you to have all the skills of all the radio preachers, so there's all these comparisons, and yet they want you to do this. And so I was trying to empathize with them and say, gosh, what a hard job. Oh, it's so hard to be a pastor. And then one of the pastors said, hey, Mark, it's really a high calling. And I was like, in my attempt to identify and encourage, I was really discouraging. And the pastor, he and I talked afterwards. He was very gracious. And he said, Mark, we have a high calling. We have a very unique calling to, you know, divide God's word and pour into people. And he said, yet I wouldn't trade it for anything. And so we talked about it. This was Pastor Mark, a friend. And I said, Mark, could you the next month share this with the pastors? We need to energize them and encourage them. And yes, identify that it's a tough calling, but it's a unique calling. And so when did you feel like God was saying, Matthew, I want you to learn to divide God's word. I want you to be my representative. I want you to be Jesus to the flock. When did you feel like, wow, this is really what I'm going to do?
I don't know that I felt that solidly and strongly about it probably till I graduated from Bible college.
Sure.
Definitely felt the leading and the directing and the guiding even before I felt like I really even had a strong relationship with God. I had some experiences, like I said, a youth pastor and some others that just really encouraged me to be involved in leadership. I had the knowledge. I've spent years in Bible Bowl. I spent years in Sunday school, youth group, just learning. And so I had a lot of knowledge and just putting it into practice and sort of serving and leading and loving on people took a while. I also grew up I wasn't a great people person. I'm still an introvert, still like to get my energy by myself, but it took me a while to actually be involved in ministry, not necessarily as a pastor yet, but being involved in ministry to grow some more of that love and that empathy for people as well. I went to Bible college mostly because I kind of made a deal with God about, okay, you provide something for me, and I, you know, the story of is a little long, but all these things fell into place, and I just, the way they fell into place and the finances and all those kind of things, God said, okay, you're going. It took me a couple years of community college to finally get to Bible college, but Once I was there and once I graduated and finally was able to step into the full-time ministry and I started to experience that, that is when I felt like this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I felt that confidence to say, you're right, it is a higher, higher makes it sound like it's more important, but it is definitely a calling. It's something that I can't imagine doing something different.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very unique calling that God puts on specific people. Yet he has us all as influencers. I think we talked about this for a couple of different weeks, that Ephesians 2:10.
It talks about called to good works for those that are, he's prepared good works for us to do in advance. And so,
Yeah, so he equips those that he calls, and so he has called you. And in case you just tuned in and you're like, who's Mark talking with today? This is Pastor Matthew Theiner. He serves at the Astoria Christian Church, and he and the Ministerial Alliance contacted C.J. Sizemore, and they've invited the singing men of GNN to come sing this Saturday. I think it's going to be about 2:30 in the downtown area. It'll be outdoors, so we're praying up the weather, but the singing men will put on a full concert, probably about an hour or so. There's, I think, about 14 selections or whatever, a couple patriotic and a lot of God-honoring arrangements. So that's happening this Saturday. If somebody wanted to know more about your church, you serve at the Astoria Christian Church. What are the times of your service? Are you meeting in person or do they go to a website? How does it work?
Right now, we're able to do both. We started streaming kind of when everything kind of hit with the pandemic, and so we are streaming at storychristian.com, but we are meeting in person right now, too, as far as gathering together. I think that's so important. It's at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings for our regular service time then.
And you mentioned they can find out more at AstoriaChristian.com. That's AstoriaChristian.com. And the concert with the Singing Men of GNN is this Saturday at 2:30. So we invite you all to come out. I think it'll be a fun time. You said it's going to be festive for children. There'll be a parade and some rides and probably food vendors and other things going on. So that's happening this Saturday in Astoria, Illinois. I'm excited, Matthew, because as we were talking in some of your testimony, in our closing minute or two, I wanted you to address this, but you talked about having a relationship with Jesus. And so we have a wide range of listeners, from senior saints that have walked with Jesus for many years to the skeptic or the atheist or somebody that's never even entertained the idea that you can have a relationship with a God, with the God, with Jesus Christ. So what do you mean when you say, I have a relationship with Jesus?
When I explain it to others, especially when I work with youth and kids, it's like any other relationship. You have conversations, you communicate. Obviously, when we communicate with God, he doesn't usually speak back, but it's our prayers, and we lift up him, and we ask him for things, and we commune with him. He speaks to us, I think, in so many ways, obviously, through the Bible, through the words that have been recorded. I think he speaks to us through other people and through maybe even circumstances or situations, through the radio and different other venues for sure. But that relationship is a lot like any other relationship. There's the communication, there's the time spent, there's the hope and the expectations of God's going to do this because he's promised to do this, and so I'm doing this because of his love for me and a response to that as well. And so it's a lot of the same stuff, obviously. It'd be nice if he could give us a hug once in a while. Especially during these times, but it's still just that, again, it's spending that time with him and encouraged and being encouraged by him in different ways as well.
And like you said, you build on it. Like anyone in a marriage or in a relationship, the more time you spend together, the more you get to know each other, the more you read the word, the more things can be revealed or taught or impressed upon your heart through God's handiwork, through just looking in the sky or seeing nature and the various ways that declare his glory. Glory, reading through the Psalms and identifying with the words and the expressions that others have had. Being around senior saints, wow, they can really rub off on us and teach us a whole lot. And so, yeah, having a relationship with God, if that's a new concept or something you've maybe never experienced or thought about, I love that passage. I think it's James 4:8. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Some versions, come near to God and he'll come near to you. Listening friend, if you're far from God, maybe you've just just been disappointed because of life experiences or from hurt or for whatever reason, draw near to God. He will welcome you. He will encourage you. He will build godly character into you. He desires your best interest. He wants you to know the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent Jesus to be our Savior. So we encourage you to draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Well, thank you, Pastor Matthew, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. It kind of was a testimony Tuesday, but I wanted to get you in because of the activities happening this Saturday in Astoria, Illinois. I hope the singing men are pretty charged to sing and declare the wonders, and I think you'll be blessed by them, and I hope a number of the listeners will come out and be a part of that. And so I'm going to close out with "The Mighty Fortress Is Our God" by the Singing Men of GNN. That's the first song we're going to sing at the Astoria Homecoming this Saturday, probably about 2:30. So come on out, everyone, and enjoy a concert with the Singing Men of GNN and all the festivities for Astoria Homecoming. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.